Hi, welcome to another Expert Partner Update discussion. Today we're joined by Alex Barros, Chief Marketing and Innovation Officer at BeyondX, formerly known as Beyond Price. In this discussion, we talk about the Beyond Price brand evolution to BeyondX and what BeyondX are all about now. We touch on the vision and mission and whether that has changed. Alex outlines sustainable profitability, what it means in real terms and not just a greenwashing bandwagon. And finally, we touch on digitalization, what it is and how can it benefit hotels. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hey, Alex, thanks for joining us today. Now, that's a funky background. So I'm guessing that's there specifically. Where are we talking to you today?
So I'm in San Francisco this week. We had a bunch of meetings with investors for our new round. It's coming up early next year. So that's where I am.
Been keeping busy. Early mornings and late nights with your different time zones then.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now it's just about 13 minutes past 5 in the morning, so UK time.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for getting up. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, BeyondX is there on the branding that we can see, so we're going to touch on what that means in a moment. But before that, be useful, I think, because we've obviously done some videos before with the guys from Beyond Price. But we haven't yet had you on a video. So if you could just give us an introduction as to who Alex is, that would be brilliant. And then we'll get into the BeyondX story. So over to you.
Fantastic. So I've been in the industry for quite a long time, I think just almost 17 years. So I worked with a bunch of travel tech companies. I started in loyalty with hospitality marketing concepts. We did loyalty programs for hotels, points-based programs, CRM. Then I moved over to SiteMinder, which I'm sure you are familiar with as well. So I was part of the team that took SiteMinder to expand in Southern Europe, and we were massively successful there, making it a household name very quickly. I think we went from zero hotels to 2,500 hotels in 2 years. And then from there on, I actually took a company called Duetto to Europe as well, which obviously now in a similar space where we are. And I worked for guest messaging platforms, advising for a lot of travel tech companies. So I've been around the block a few times, understand distribution, revenue management, and technology in hotels quite well. I've been advising for Beyond Price, now BeyondX, for about 4 years. About 4 years ago, we decided that we were going to have a brand change.
Right.
And at the time, we weren't ready for it because the product wasn't there yet. We had a big some big hurdles and some big challenges we had on the roadmap to be able to actually achieve and have a product to compete with the, let's say, with the big boys in the industry. And last October, in the event that you were actually part of, Beyond Price had finally reached that final milestone in terms of getting the product to the level, and I'd say beyond the top competitors in the marketplace. So I have been invited by Ruben and Emilio to join the team finally, full-time, almost full-time, at the beginning of the year. And because we already had the plan kind of aligned, what we've done, we've basically started working straight away on finding the new name for the brand and restructuring the story that we have, but not just the story, the vision of the company, realigning and preparing it for the future. So it's been my mission to really work with the founders and with the rest of the team to create a vision and the brand that would take BeyondX to the forefront of thought leadership in the industry, and to really change the future of revenue management in many ways, which we see is necessary. I think we've learned a lot with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I think that the non-revenue streams have become extremely important, and we've seen a massive adoption in technology globally. As you know, there's been a 7-year jump.
Absolutely. In like the last 7 months.
7 months, exactly. And I think that it was quite apparent and clear that the type of technology environment and tech stack hotels had was no longer a viable option, because you have less staff and you, the staff doesn't have time to actually go and manage all of the different platforms. So the destaxation of technology that happened over COVID has been very interesting. And where we sit with BeyondX, I think it really catapults hotels to a new era of profit management.
So BeyondX, I've known you guys as Beyond Price. What is BeyondX? Why the change? Tell us the story.
Perfect. So going back to the name first, so you understand. So we were convinced 4 years ago that to be able to lead revenue management and profit, you know, profit management and total profitability, we needed to reposition the brand, because when you say Beyond Price was known as a market intelligence platform mm-hmm. for a while. I actually got to know the founders at the very beginning when they first started the company 10 years ago. And they were like asking for information and trying to understand the market. I was a site minder at the time. And they actually wanted to be a revenue management platform at the time. But very quickly, they understood that they needed some data to actually be able to price hotel rooms effectively. So they kind of took a detour and went into the market intelligence market, mm-hmm. Rate Shopper. That was, you know, yep. how you used to call market intelligence at the time. And with that, they were extremely successful in building a massive customer base globally with Beyond Price. Mm-hmm. So the perception in the markets where Beyond Price had been present is very much of a rate shopper and a market intelligence platform. So the need to drop the price out of the name, it was obvious. And on the other hand, we could have gone to a completely different brand, but you know, when you have 2,500 customers that know you and like you and enjoy working with you, dropping the whole brand and going to something completely different made no sense.
That'd be nuts.
So we did the whole process that marketing has to go, you know, finding names that are viable, finding good stories to tell. And this year, Beyond Price completed 10 years. So, you know, X. So basically that's the first reason why X works for us. The second reason is basically we are actually going into a discipline that has exponential impact in hotels. We're not talking about 7, 5, 10% increase in revenues, which any RMS can do. Mm-hmm. We are talking about how can BeyondX take hotels to a completely different approach and look into revenues and all of the potential profits within the organization from A to Z, which can have an exponential impact on the results and profitability and the GP of the hotel. So for us, this exponential search of profits, it was also part of the reason why we thought it made sense.
That makes sense.
The other thing is X, especially when you see in our logo, you see that the X is up there as a potency. It really, in maths, you know, when you're trying to find an X, you don't know what the X is. And that's a reality for every single one of the hotels that we have. So part of our brand promise is how do we take you to a path of total profitability? But more so, let's find your X. What's your X as a brand? So what is your X of profitability that we can find? So for us, that made sense. Furthermore, there's two more very strong reasons, and I probably could be all day telling you about the by X, but basically the next one is we are the crossroads of data. So that's mm-hmm. where data meets, and you know, we get data points to come in, comes to our artificial intelligence. We use our predictive analytics and artificial intelligence to actually, you know, recommend rates, recommend strategies, and that's basically where we put everything together in one, you know, in one place, so hotels can actually understand what to do next. I guess the next one with the X as well is basically we are working towards becoming an exchange. So BeyondX is no longer just a revenue management platform, but we're also a marketplace for sustainable, profitable apps.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to get into the sustainable, profitable in a second. But what I want to say to you is all of the platforms that we have in our ecosystem are platforms that are sustainable in the sense that they manage resources in the best way possible. Also profitable because we need to know what the ROI of each one of the platforms has in order to get them into our marketplace. Mm-hmm. So therefore, our promise to our customers is we will basically do a scan and an audit with you and every single hotel, understand where you are with digitalization, which, you know, for us is the fabric that will enable hotels to actually generate new revenue, retain new revenue, generate a better guest experience, and to actually empower hotels to really look at the whole revenue journey throughout the guest journey. So for us, these are some of the reasons for the X, but like I said, you know, there's a bunch of others, but those are the core ones for us. And I think that they're very strong. And I think that X for us as well, you know, it marks the future. So it's 10 years from Beyond Price, but you know, what does it hold for the hotel industry? You know, where are we going with it? So that's what we're trying to achieve.
A lot of thought in behind that X, isn't there?
Absolutely, yes. Man, we've got a great domain, which is beyondx.com, which couldn't be any better.
Absolutely.
And the best part, we managed to keep the beyond part, yep, of Beyond Price, literally linking the past of our brand with the future. So if you look at our logo, you see we have our original colors, so orange and pink. Mm-hmm. We also had blue, and our new color on the other logo you see is actually a dark blue gray teal, and we also have the teal, which is kind of the future, which stands for sustainable profitability.
So I just want to pick up on something you said there, because it's connecting kind of the past with the present. So often when companies go through a rebranding exercise, you sometimes feel do they lose the original story, the original vision, mission that existed? I mean, has that changed radically what Beyond Price meant and what it's going to be? Has that changed radically through this rebranding?
Let's put it this way. I think our mission was to price anything on the internet at mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. I think that what happens when you go through an exercise of rebranding, of uncovering your culture and materializing it and drafting a plan of where you want to go, that really transforms what you're looking at. I mean, the world's changing every single day and everything should change with it.
Yeah.
And part of our mission is how do we really focus on paving the way for revenue managers and hotels to build this profitability layer and to actually be able to go way beyond the walls of a hotel to capture value and revenue and obviously profits for the organization. Mm-hmm. So I think that what we also want as an organization and part of the vision and the mission is, you know, if you look historically, sustainability has been something that most people look at it and frown upon still today. I mean, if you think about the perception of sustainability in the US for a large, let's say, part of the population, everybody really sees sustainability as something that is just greenwashing. It doesn't make sense. Some people don't believe in, you know, climate change and all those things. Mm-hmm. But forget about all of that. The point that we want to make sure we bring to hotels is this. Today, 2022, there are an infinite number of initiatives that can be profitable and also sustainable. Mm-hmm. It turns out that some of the initiatives that are sustainable are actually also profitable. So what we want to do is we want to basically help hotels pinpoint all the opportunities. And I'll give you a couple of examples that you can put your finger on it so you don't think, okay, what is he talking about? And literally bring those initiatives, delivering instant profits for hotels and having as a byproduct being sustainable.
You mentioned earlier when you were talking about the journey of Beyond Price and the change into Beyond X, and you mentioned the phrase sustainable profitability. And
absolutely.
I was looking at that and thinking, okay, sustainable in sustainability or sustainable as in it profit can be sustained for a while. So just kind of can you just dive into that? Because that seems to be related to what you're saying there.
Absolutely. So when we talk about sustainable profitability, and for us as a brand, they have to come together. Mm-hmm. If you just talk about sustainability, I mean, you completely lose credit there because people associate that with all the greenwashing, all the things that are just marketing jargons and so on. When we talk about sustainability, We're talking about the ability for an organization, and that can be any organization, to actually maximize and optimize the use and the retention of resources. Mm-hmm. So a good example of that, imagine that you have a hotel, you just sold the room for 100 euros, just make it simple.
Yep.
So you sold the room for 100 euros net. So maybe you sold for 120, you paid 20% for the OTA, and you got 100 mm-hmm. euros left on your books to play with. Now, from a hotel standpoint, you have that 100 euros to play with. Now, for most hotels, out of that 100 euros, 10 euros is automatically written off on cleaning and washing sheets and washing towels. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes using single-use plastic amenities. Now, if you think about the possibility that you have to get your guests, every single guest you have in your hotel, if you get 5% of them to skip room cleaning or to skip towel changes or changing the sheets, for example, that has, let's say 5% of your customers do that, you're automatically having a massive impact on the ADR that you have for all of your rooms in the hotel. So that is basically being sustainable in the sense of profitability, because you're retaining more. Yep. Exactly. Yep. So you retain more profit, mm-hmm. but then as a byproduct of it, you are saving water, you are saving time, and you're being good for the planet. So, you know, that's, it couldn't be any better. I mean, when you combine those things together.
Genuine sustainability practice, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about, you know, planting trees. And I mean, of course, planting trees could be part of it. You know, offsetting carbon could be part of it.
Yeah.
You know, being a hotel that doesn't use single-use plastic, of course, that's also part of it. Why? Not because it just looks good, because, you know, the cost of having single-use plastic in your hotel is exponentially more than actually having dispensers that you can just basically have them refilled. And me, you know, myself as a consumer, I know how you feel, but I mean, I travel a lot. I probably spend about 200 days of the year on hotels. Mm-hmm. And every time I go into a hotel, especially when I go into an international brand and they have single-use plastic there, I honestly feel like sick. I'm like, oh my God, why haven't these guys haven't moved away?
What year are we in?
Exactly. I mean, and the funny thing is, you know, I worked on a project with my uncle, who is a guy who, you know, was director for the WTTC for Latin America for many years. This is about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. mind you. Mm-hmm. And we were working 20 years ago on an initiative, which was skip room cleaning, don't wash your towels, keep them up. At the time, they thought, you know what, this is too early, it's too visionary.
Yeah.
But we're 20 years on, we're still talking about the same thing.
That's crazy.
So I've made my life mission to really bring those things to life and really help hotels to be more responsible. And we were talking about the customer lenses, you know, the consumer, the guest lens that we acquired over COVID. Mm-hmm. I think each one of us globally, doesn't matter if you are in Argentina or in China, you know, you were more aware now that we've got to do something about what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think the consumer, and if you look at, you know, Expedia and also booking research, you see that people would be willing to pay more for a hotel that is actually demonstrating that it's sustainable than one that's not. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, what we are doing, because I think that's going to have a massive impact on the purchasing behavior of customers, we are working on an initiative called the Hotel Sustainability Index.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of parties that are involved in that, including hotel chains, large hotel chains around the world, mm-hmm. some, you know, prominent booking engines as well, which are there. And also, there's one more organization that I can't disclose yet mm-hmm. that is basically taking part with us, and they're literally authorities in sustainability. But the idea is we will create this hotel sustainability index that we envision that's going to be created by the industry rather than by the OTAs. And then that number can be displayed on booking engines, it can be displayed on OTAs. And even if we don't reach it, we'll at least have a seat on the table to try and help, you know, shape that.
Yeah.
So I think that first lens was created. So that is just basically a device on how that interfaces with the end consumer. But looking from the hotel's standpoint, what we believe that guests perceive is what I said to you. If I come to your hotel and I've got single-use plastic, I already know you don't care about the environment. Yeah. You're keeping doing something you could have changed, you know, years ago, and you still haven't. So basically, my perception is, I don't want to stay in the brand anymore. And I really don't, you know, I really switch and I don't go back, because, and every time I write an email to the GM saying, come on, guys, it's been a while. You guys could do better, please.
I know, so, I was talking about it 20 years ago, but it's like real now.
Yes, I mean, it's still real. It's the same, like the same amount of water you would need to wash sheets. You know, it hasn't changed, but now you guys know better. You could do better.
Yeah.
There's guest messaging platforms. You can send a message to Trevor and say, hey, Trevor, do you want to get a drink in the bar instead of getting your sheets changed? And that suddenly you change what is a cost center to a profit center, because Absolutely. You can generate revenue out of that. So all of that ability to think about how to intertwine sustainability with profitability, it's literally our mission as an organization. So if you think about how can we help hotels make more money, but also retain the money they have and also be more efficient, for example, simplifying their tech stack, instead of having, let's say, I don't know, 5 platforms to do check-in, upselling, guest messaging, you know, checkout. I mean, it's mental. I mean, I have an Airbnb myself, and I can tell you, I could not afford all the technology that there is out there. and I get completely overwhelmed as a hotelier with the technology that is out there. So I believe that part of our mission is also to actually, how can I say, define what digitalization means for hotels, because I believe that there is this boogeyman that was created by everyone and in the industry. I think you've been going to travel events for many years. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, for the last 15 years, every time you go to an event, what do you talk about? Digitalization. And every time I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, have you guys not gone past it? I mean, seriously? So for me, it's kind of an infuriating sensation of, you know what? We're never gonna get there, because nobody has decided. You know, nobody has really defined what, you know, what are we talking about?
So you've mentioned this digitalization. You've used that phrase a number of times just in this short conversation. What does that mean? What does it mean Perfect. What does it mean to be on X? Then I guess in this.
So as I mentioned to you, so I think that there's this boogeyman that was created, mm-hmm. and I think what hotel chains have done is, because you can't, you know, outline what that means. Mm-hmm. You grab the hand and you say, okay, I'm going to take the check-in, and that's just a hand. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to take the head, and that's guest communication. Oh, I'm going to get the arm, and that's, you know, something else.
Yeah.
Check-in or upselling, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you think, okay, that's all I can do, because I have limited resources, I have limited staff, and therefore that's what I could fix. But today, there are at least a handful of solutions in the marketplace that can do guest messaging, that can do upselling, that can do check-in, check-out, that can do guest communication in hundreds of languages, and can automate the answers from the hotel staff to the guests, providing information on demand for guests that want information on demand. They don't want to be waiting for you to tell them, oh, you know, what time is breakfast? They want to have the answer there and then. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do that via email either. They want to do it on messaging, because if you think about messaging versus emails, it's like sending a turtle with a message to a guest. It's going to take 3 days to get there.
Yeah.
And sending a bullet with a message, it takes you 0 seconds, and 90% of people will open within 3 minutes. So literally, for us, when you think about digitalization, is what are the tools that you as a hotelier need to be able to give a better guest experience, generate revenue, and retain revenue? Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? And then, of course, optimize the staff time.
Yeah.
So that's basically what digitalization is for us. So when you think about how can you get that done, instead of having maybe to buy 4, 5, 6, 7 platforms, maybe buy one that can do everything, maybe not perfectly, but at least you don't have to manage 7 platforms. Implement 7 platforms, pay for 7 interfaces, and then therefore, you know,
as you're explaining it sounded like a hotel's building a Frankenstein's monster by like kind of building different appendages.
But that's exactly what's happening, because everyone thinks, okay, check-in is important, but then the check-in is disconnected from the messaging app, and then how do you get the check-in message to the guests? So, you know, when you start putting all these things together, and it's all patched up, but it's highly inefficient, it's expensive, and the guest experience is completely broken. So how do we make the guest journey seamless to be able to generate revenue, retain revenue, and empower your staff to actually have more time, not answering things that are, you know, that artificial intelligence can do easily. Mm. So that's for us is what digitalization means. And of course, I mean, if you take it one step back, I mean, we even have gone to the point where we created part of our discovery and our revenue audit. We were going to be showing hotels what is their digitalization index. And what we've done is we asked them a bunch of questions and we go, look, out of 100, that's where you are. Right. And of course, we're not including every single piece of technology, but we're saying, look, the very basic for you to reach 100 is this. If you don't have that, then basically you're in trouble. You need to do something about it quick.
Well, this picks up on something I was going to ask you, which is, so where does this impact? What kind of customers, hoteliers, is something like this really going to be impacting?
Honestly, digitalization impacts every single hotel, every single apartment, every single massive chain. And I can tell you, all the way from my Airbnb in Puglia to Accor to Marriott, there is a broken journey. Mm-hmm. And everybody's trying to fix it and everybody's trying to find solutions for it. So I think that the impact of what I'm talking about, of looking at hotels holistically, I think that's going to change everyone.
Yeah,
but I think that one of the other things that has happened, and that's kind of one of the main drivers for BeyondX, is we've basically are making a massive paradigm shift on how do we as hoteliers look at the property and the revenue streams. Mm-hmm. So if you think about traditional hotels, most hotels nowadays, apart from, you know, resorts or some very forward-thinking brands, you have the room at the center. The room is the center of the hotel. All the ancillary revenues are like secondary, not so important. You know, if you get them, great. If you don't get them, okay. If you think about some of the large companies in the world during COVID, what they did, the first thing they did was let's cut ancillary generators or ancillary managers, and let's basically chop them down. So suddenly you realize, look, we're doing it wrong, because right now, if you look at the numbers that we have globally from the WTTC, from all the research that all of the big consulting firms in the world are doing, we know that non-room revenue has exponentially grown, and and room revenues have, you know, obviously we had the fantastic year with the, you know, the revenge travel and the luxury travel that boomed as well. Obviously we had a fantastic year with luxury travel booming, also revenge travel. So, I mean, from where we sit, we think next year you have similar rates, maybe a little bit lower because people haven't saved as much money anymore and everybody's in the squeeze, especially there in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, our energy bills are killing. it's just basically something that you couldn't even dream of. So I think that there's going to be a bit of a pinch on pricing in the next year or so, but it's not going to be a decline or a massive change. I think leisure and bleisure has been really going up, and of course corporate travel is suffering a bit more. But again, what we've done is removing the room from the center and we're putting the guest at the center of the hotel.
Yeah.
And once you have the guest, you have the first lens of sustainability, the second lens of value for money, which is basically what we do with Hotel Quality Index, which takes a bunch of attributes of the hotel to understand where you are versus your comp set. So guests can understand, you know, and hotels can understand what price are you selling your rooms? Does it make sense for you to sell at X when your customer, your next door competitor has a much better product and he's selling lower price than you? So, and then we have the third part, which is not a lens, but like is a fabric that puts it all together, which is, like I mentioned to you, the digitalization. Mm-hmm. So for us, this this is the setup that we understand that's going to drive our transformation and how we look at revenue and revenue streams for hotels going forward.
That makes a lot of sense. And obviously, you know, when you're going through a rebranding exercise, a repositioning, everything that you've done here, it's clearly with the future in mind. So is what you're articulating now how you perceive the future? Or do you think this is what you're doing is just getting to a point which is a stepping stone into how the future of hospitality is going to evolve?
Quite frankly, I think that Obviously, we're looking at the future in many different things that will impact sales. But what I just told you, this is something that should have been sorted already.
Yeah.
So we can help hotels today to sort this out. This is not a vision of how can we do it in 10 years from now. This is a, this is basically a plan that we can help hotels to make the change next week.
So depends actionable how right now. Committed. Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you are committed to making changes, to actually going and finding profits, and if you are, especially as a CEO of a company or a business leader that actually has a stake in the business, because if you think about, you know, the different silos that sit within a hotel, and, you know, I've been selling, you know, travel tech for quite a while.
Every single time
you go into hotels, you know, you talk to a specific silo and they say, sorry, I can't touch that because that goes through operations. Oh, I can't touch that because it goes into marketing. I can't touch that because it goes into loyalty. The problem is, if you aren't able to burst those bubbles of the different silos, you can't squeeze profit out of the organization.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to help is, how do we help hotels create this layer of profitability that helps revenue managers to help the organizations understand where there are potential profits sitting within your organization? Because without even trying to do any external efforts of revenue acquisition, campaign, marketing, and so on, you can actually get a lot of profits that are sitting within your organization right now. And we believe that this is the new discipline that's going to be transforming what the revenue managers that we know, revenue management professional we know today, with these new toolkits and this new discipline that's going to take hotels to what we believe it's a sustainable, profitable future. So that's literally the vision is how can we get very effective at that and very efficient. So, you know, with our profitability index, you can actually see different dials for different parts of the organization. So for example, okay, how are you doing in revenue generation? Oh, you're on 50%. How are you doing on revenue retention? Oh, you're doing 20%. How are you doing on guest communication? Oh, you're doing it 5%.
Yeah.
And then therefore you understand what needs to get better, and you can go back to your hotel and you could be the revenue manager, the person who's leading this project. And you can say to the CEO and you can say to the marketing team and say, hey guys, there is a possibility for you guys to get 5% of our total revenue on retaining revenue by doing a cool campaign, offering drinks instead of changing your towels and your sheets. I mean, that is a super simple thing that can be automated. It doesn't cost even training time from your team because, you know, a machine can do it, a bot can do it for you. And you can send a text message to the guests, they can sign up for it, send that message to operations, I already know, done. And then, of course, implementing that is super important because what I also have experienced as a traveler, you know, sometimes you go to your room and there's a little sign saying, hey, leave the towels hanging and we won't take them, we won't change them. You come back to the room, guess what? The towels are all gone, even though they were hanging. And you're like, what's going on? And then that becomes a problem. So if you can automate it and if you can actually, you know, go through it, I mean, there's so much money to be found. I mean, your X is so big that you can literally multiply your profits very, very quickly. And like I said, you're going beyond having a 7% impact of an RMS. You're really going to exponential profits. I can't even put a number because, like I said, every single hotel has their own X depending on how committed they are to finding profits, how committed they are to not care about the silos so much, and how committed they are into how to make their organization a sustainable, profitable organization. So us, that's a bit where we're going. I firmly believe that that's the way forward, not because I think so, because I've seen numbers, because I understand the technology. I've been doing, you know, tours all over the world looking at sustainable initiatives that are profitable. So, you know, I went to the World Expo this year to look at all the different things that we're coming up with. And technology is incredible. I mean, there is so much that we as humans have developed that can be deployed and have immediate impact on hotels that, you know, it's mind-blowing. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, there's just one more example here. I know it's it's getting a long conversation, but I think it's a very important one for us.
Yeah, go for it.
So, for example, I mean, there are these companies that do this small water plant recycling machines that you put like in one parking spot in the hotel, and that can recycle gray water, black water to gray water.
Yeah.
And it can save you thousands. Like with one machine, you make a 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 investment, you get 300,000 in return. So, I mean, those are things that basically technology is there. You can use it. And if you and if you do it, you know, well, I mean, for example, if you put gas communication platforms and you do the, you know, the revenue generation and revenue retention, I mean, you could be saving millions in any property that you have. I mean, I'm here in the Silicon Valley. I was yesterday as well with a company called Resort Pass. There's another one in Spain called Hotels Break. Mm-hmm. And basically, these guys are selling day passes. And you know, one hotel can get millions of pounds or of euros or dollars, you know, a year selling day passes, yeah. which is something that they don't usually do.
Yeah,
and so all of that inventory that is perishable can be optimized and can be monetized. So I think our mission is, how do we connect you, a hotelier, with those gems of pieces of technology that can have a massive impact and profitability?
That makes
so that's what we're doing. Yeah.
And your example there of the you know, the recycling of the water. I mean, that's a that's a classic example of something that would be a solid, sustainable practice, but also can be very profitable. I mean, it's the perfect example, isn't it? Yeah. No, brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm very conscious of your time. It's very early where you are there. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. We've been on this conversation for a bit longer now, but everything that you've said has been really interesting. Some very exciting times ahead, and look forward to getting you back on for further conversations to explore. And I think we could probably pick out a number of these elements of where you guys are doing and take that another step. Yeah. So thanks so much for your time. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
We're really excited about this, and thank you so much for having us.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Alex for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time. Thanks for listening.